You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog pound, don't miss the live reveal of the new Cleveland Browns uniforms on a special edition of Inside the Cleveland Browns. See it first exclusively on News Channel 5 Tuesday, April the 14th at 7:30 p.m. or stream it live on clevelandbrowns.com and on the official Browns mobile app. One of the men who will be wearing that new uniform this fall, the newest member of the Cleveland Browns, tight end Rob Housler, live in studio with us today. Rob, welcome to the Browns.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here, that's for sure.
We're certainly happy to have you here as well. What was it about the Browns that kind of had this come together and that you decided this is where you wanted to continue your football career?
Had really good conversations with Coach Pat, Ray, and coaching staff, Flip and Ange, and just felt a really good vibe from this place and opportunity. You know, I'm looking for opportunity. So that's what I saw here, and I'm excited. I mean, even in the South, you could hear and see the momentum building out here. And, yeah, I'm excited to get out here and be a part of it.
And what was it about, you know, Flip? Because he sat here probably about a month ago, and he talked about the fact that we have Jim Dre, we've got Gary Barnage, but we need that Jordan Cameron-esque guy, that you move guy, mismatch, you know, receiver-like tight end that really wowed you about his system and your potential in this system this upcoming season.
Well, it's the ability to be, you know, versatile. He wants his guys all over the field. You don't want to get a beat on what kind of packages and stuff like that as far as personnel goes. So he's going to bring in some guys and move them around. And what I liked about his system is it's black and white. You know, it's here it is. We're not deviating from it. This is what it is. And I like that. I don't like, you know, the gray area that you might get in some other places. So I like that about it. It was really attractive. And, you know, I like the ability to line up anywhere. And I think that keeps defenses off balance.
Rob, what other teams were in pursuit of you and ultimately you decided to forego them for the Cleveland Browns?
You know, a few teams out here in the North, you know, and kind of just felt like this was just by far the best fit for me, and I'm excited, man. It's you hear a lot about Cleveland from all over the place, and I like what's going on in the city, and be excited to get out in front of that dog pound.
There you
that's,
go.
That's right. That's a great shout out to the dog pound. And again, the dog pound is an amazing fan base, and going into this draft, the wide or the tight end position has been a void. I guess clue in the dog pound to, again, not watching much of you, you know, maybe out in Arizona, but what type of player you are, you know, what you excel at, what routes you run best, and how you're going to use, as Nathan has said, your, you know, sub 4.5 speed as an advantage offensively.
Yeah, you know, I get that a lot. Out in Arizona, we don't get a lot of coverage. So, you know, what I find best about myself is my ability to run and just stretch the defense. I like to be able to stretch and help the guys on the outside, man. If you can have a guy that can threaten safeties down the middle, then, you know, it opens up guys on the outside. And if you got guys on the outside, you know, like Cleveland does, that can really stretch the field, then it opens up the middle. So, you know, I like to bring balance to the passing game and an element in the run game. So that's what I find I can bring to this team.
In Arizona, I'd say a lot of people would say that you were a little bit underutilized. Now you're going to have an opportunity to come in and be the primary pass-catching tight end for a team. And talking with Coach Flip, are they going to utilize you more in that vertical fashion? Because in Arizona, it seemed that you got to run a few vertical routes, but for the most part, they were hitting you about 8 yards down the field for your average depth of target.
You know, without looking at the stats, yeah, you know, I did get down the field a little bit, whether they were complete or not. You know, I can't sit there and track it. But, yeah, you know, Flip was adamant about how to use people. You know, I think you got to use every one of their strengths, and I felt like he's got a good grasp of his personnel. And he was obviously, you know, eager to kind of get me in to kind of add that element to the tight end room. We got two good guys, you know, already here. I've never played with Gary, but I hear really good things about him. I know Jim just a little bit. But, you know, I think I can add an element to that room, and I think Flip's going to be able to use that too.
Talking with the newest member of the Cleveland Browns side and Rob Housler, who played in Arizona alongside Jim Dre, who joined the Browns last year. When I look at your stats and, you know, you come to this team, Jordan Cameron was here, went to the Pro Bowl 2 years ago. The tight end has been an important part. Your stats from 2012 to 2013 in terms of the opportunities were basically the same as Cameron in 2013. Your catches were right there. Your yards were right there. Have you just been waiting for the chance to be that guy, get, say, 80, 90, 100 targets in a season to really show what you can do, and you think this is the place you're going to get to do it?
Well, that goes down to opportunity. You know, if you have the targets, you can have the stats, and that's what it's about. And, you know, I think that, you know, without like trying to spitball any numbers or anything like that, there is that opportunity here. You know, I think with Flip's offense, he's going to spread it around, and we've got good guys, like I said, on the outside that help the guys on the inside. So yeah, I'm just I saw that chance to be here and make an impact.
Now, does that those chances as well are going to come in the red zone? And that's where I see, you know, you look at Gronk, you look at Jimmy Graham, how productive they are in the red zone and converting scores. You know, getting the opportunity, they might not always catch the ball in the end zone, but the opportunity to catch touchdowns and run them in. Is that something that you look forward to here? That it seems like in Arizona, simply because you've got, you know, the one touchdown, that you'll have an opportunity to be a big part with a big catch radius. You know, if you're fast, you're athletic, to get open, to find that mismatch and score in the red zone as well.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be productive, and that's what it's about. I'm looking to get in the zone a lot more than what I did, you know, in the past, and try not to carry that with me, but it's something I got to have as far as a chip on my shoulder. So that's something I'm really looking forward to doing, and, you know, with the run game and the, you know, outstanding O-line we have here, that was another big attractive thing for me. It's balance, and that's going to be deadly in the red zone. If you can't run the ball in, they can just sit there and defend the pass. That's one thing. But I think this offense has balance, and I think that's going to open up the play action, which does get your tight ends and your slot guys open. So that's a intriguing element in my mind.
Since you've come into the league, amongst tight ends, you're in the top 10 in terms of yards after the catch per reception. What is it about you that makes you so elusive, and why are you so good once you get the ball in your hands?
Wow, I didn't know that, but
yeah. We should have told your agent that. I'm glad I didn't tell you that until after you signed already.
No, funny. I guess I've been catching a lot of screens as of late. And so, you know, catching the ball at -2 and trying to get a first down every time. Well, my goal every time to catch the ball is get move chains on first down or third down. I always move the chains. So whether the opportunity came at the line of scrimmage or 15 yards deep, it's just, you know, make the most of it. Like, what do you got to lose? Just play balls to the wall. So that's kind of my mentality.
Having been go to college down south and play out west, you're used to the warm. How are you looking forward to adapting to these amazing springs here in Cleveland? Of course, the summers as well, with 4 months of sunshine.
It's gonna be nice when he's playing for about 2 months.
You know, I've been lucky to have a really amazing family in Buffalo, New York.
Oh,
and
great!
I see them
you get
a
it.
Lot.
There you
yeah,
go.
I see them a lot. By no means have I lived in Buffalo, but but no, I do get a taste, and it's gonna be different. It's gonna be an adjustment, but it's something I look forward to, and. It's just about going to work. You know, no matter where you're at, go to work, and that's what I'm excited about.
Rob, well, we're certainly happy to have you here. Final one for me. If you could say anything to the Dog Pound about the type of player they're getting in Rob Housler, what would it be?
You know, just a guy that's going to make plays. Just go down the field and help this team out any way I can.
All right. Rob Housler, the newest member of the Cleveland Browns, thanks for stopping by. Congratulations on the contract. I kind of like the one-year deal, betting on yourself to see if you can come in here, blow up, and see what happens after that. But very excited to get that vertical pass-catching tight end here that we've needed, and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
All right. That was the newest member of the Browns, Rob Housler. Go ahead, man. You can chime
in. No, I'm good. I said, you're good. Yeah, it's great to have him. It's good to be here. We need that.
I know. We were fired
now we
up
don't have
yesterday.
To go. We don't have to go Max Williams in the first round, like That's many right. mock drafts have said.
We certainly do not. Take the best player available. Browns got a good one today in Rob Housler. We'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.